This is how the village of Amurai in South Darfur looks like following days of tribal violence. Amira, one of the hundreds who initially fled for safety, has just returned to find her home in ruins.
They destroyed the house and stole the livestock. They stole everything, everything, and we came back to find nothing in place. We have no food and we have nothing to eat or drink.
14 people lost their lives in the fighting. Aside from Amurai, 15 other villages have been subject to acts of arson and looting, with scenes like this one across the Bilile municipality in South Darfur. An estimated 17,000 have been displaced. They've mostly made their way to existing refugee camps. Those who couldn't are living in utter misery here among the ruins. They don't only desperately need food and shelter, but also security.
The government must bring security to this area. This means there should be an army and police force here. We want stability to prevail in the region.
Tribal fighting has now subsided across the Bilail area with a renewed hope for peace. But a safe and organized return is still a huge challenge in the absence of real measures to guarantee security and stability in the area.
The authorities sent a joint security force to keep the peace and to encourage people to return to their villages, with a promise to try to help them rebuild their lives.
Our priority is the return of these people voluntarily to their villages and homes. We will help them build permanent homes to live in. The government is, of course, responsible for bringing security to these areas.
Darfur hosts 155 displacement camps. Most of them date back to the beginning of the conflict in 2003. With over 3 million people living there, the camps are overcrowded and miserable. So, until the government begins to deliver on its promises, new victims such as Amira can only wait and hope.